Welcome to another On the Verge mini message. I am your host, Kara Bradley, bringing you a short snippet, a story, a little something to carry in your pocket with you throughout the day to help you wake up, show up, and shine. Today, I want to tell you a story about my daughter, Juliana, when she was just a wee 6 years old. We were watching some home movies on the TV and dancing around and laughing with my other daughter, Christina. And we were watching movies of when the girls were younger, when they were toddlers. And we were laughing and watching the two little ones on the screen dancing. And they happened to be naked, right? Dancing naked to the Gypsy Kings, which is a really fun Spanish band. And as we were laughing and playing and watching the girls as they were younger and dancing on tables naked, I looked over and there's Juliana on the bed as a six-year-old, crying. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, what happened? Did you fall? Did you hit your head? What happened to you? And she looked up at me and said, I used to be so free. I used to be so free. Oh my God. I looked at this six-year-old looking back at herself as a two-year-old and recognizing that she used to be free, that at six she already felt less free. I've never forgotten that. That wise, wise soul. Wow, can you imagine when you think about yourself not only at six, but how about at 15? Looking back at when you were six, thinking, I used to be so free. And then when you're 25, looking back at when you were 15, and so on. I used to be so free. What happened? What I think happens, and what I've recognized happens in my own life, is that we collect patterns and habits and experiences, life experiences, as the years go by. And these patterns and habits and experiences start to weigh us down. We start to carry our stuff with us in our body, in our mind, in how we relate to other people, and it makes us feel less free. Can you relate? Can you relate to a time in your life when you did feel more free, when you weren't carrying the burden of a broken relationship or a loss of a loved one or maybe a missed opportunity? So I don't have any big grand answers, but I think it's important for us to recognize that we do look back and think we were freer at different times in our lives. And were we? Were we freer back then? You know, we develop in a way that it's often hard. It's hard to compare ourselves now to who we were when we were younger, because developmentally we were just different. So those burdens as a 15-year-old could have seemed really, really heavy compared to the burdens that you carry now. So there's no answer to the question, was I freer in the past? I think all we can do is to look at ourselves now and to look at our patterns now, or the experiences that we carry with us every day. And to ask ourselves, can I put any of this down? Can I put this burden down? Or perhaps, what do I need to do to interrupt this pattern that I've been carrying around that closes me down and holds me back, that makes me feel less free? And that's really all we can do every day, is to turn inward and look at ourselves. So for me, just recently with the sale of my business, I feel like I am less burdened with a lot of the information and the forecasting and the issues that I used to carry with me day in and day out. So I've been able to put some burden down, yet I still don't feel completely free of it, of the business. I think it's going to take some time because those patterns were built up over 15 years. So it's hard for us to let go of habits and conditioning at the blink of an eye. But to be aware of what we're carrying, the load that we carry every day. So when we think back to who we were in the past and think, oh, it was so much better back then, in some ways it could have been, because we've accumulated a lot more over the years. But the good news is that we can put the heavy burdens down. We can interrupt the patterns that don't serve us anymore. We can let go of the roles and the experiences that weigh us down and that hold us back and that make us feel less free. So day in and day out, just check yourself out. Just look at yourself with that clarity and the honesty and the willingness to feel less burdened, to feel less held down by habitual patterns and conditions. I used to be so free. Boy, oh boy, when we look back at our childhood, it's so easy to reminisce. But how about we look at right now and we think about how we can, day in and day out, feel lighter and brighter just by shedding the light of truth onto all aspects of our lives. I hope this was helpful. I hope that it brought a smile to your face, at least the idea or the image of two little toddlers dancing naked to the Gypsy Kings. That always brings a smile to my face. Until next time, everyone, have a great, great day. Be light, be bright, and be well. Take care.